Okay, so it's unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but it's Kukas Balak, but it's so, it's almost unfair when we live in Golis. It's one of the punishments. There's so much to discuss in both of these parshiyos, and we're doing this in 1 week. So I wanted to focus really more on also maybe as Moshe Rabbeinu was as a leader, and also to focus on the normal characteristics of a Rebbe. So the first piece of him, Teferi Shlomo, on the left-hand side. So we say after the death of Aharon, Yosef Aharon Elamo. So the question is, what does that mean? Why, he was gathered to his people. Vayas Moshe Kasech.
Same language is used for Yaakov.
Right. So, what does that mean? Well, why do we have this? The verb Indian has said, what was Moshe so, he's enamored with it? So when Aaron died, when Aaron was given this, he wasn't asked. He didn't ask for additional time. That's why he was mentioned a number of times, the death of Aaron. Ligodel chashivoso. And the fact that it's again mentioned and talks about the exact day that he died, v'neizeu inyan, this is the inyan shechamad Moshe li'osa misa ki ma'od hutav beinav hamala hazol shel Aharon. This was a tremendous midah of Aharon. The fact that he was able to be mekabel alav din shamayim bi'ahava ulitz'alos b'dveikas hamitz mitzvah misa ki mitzvahs api Hashem. The fact that he looked at this as dveikas to Hashem is almost as if misa was a mitzvah. But we see when Moshe Rabbeinu be'eschanan al Hashem b'harbe behitze b'tfila, v'zeho yeshuv v'tovas b'nei Yisrael. Now, what's different when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu? The reason why he was davening this was l'tovas b'nei Yisrael, shehu nikra ze raya mehemna, because he was a raya mehemna, means he was the roa, he was the shepherd of belief. I didn't take the next page. There was another Teferi Shlomo. I must have copied the wrong one again. The part of the Pshat of Yosef, he discusses the Teferi Shlomo elsewhere. It was gathered until his people, we see this also by a number of other mentions, is because what it means is that the tzaddik, after he goes into Shemayim, is still here. He's still worried about his, he still has a connection to this world, and he still mispalel for his people. So, all right, let's look at the Noam Elimelech. Here, the next few pieces, we're going to discuss different vantage points, different ideas of exactly what was it with Moshe Rabbeinu. By hitting the cellar, was it really what caused it? Was it a chait? Was there something else unique about it? So the first is the Noam Elimelech. B'derech acher tchila nekadim perush b'pasuk acher b'nava l'habir asher l'faneinu. And what is that? Yesh lahakshos loma nenash Moshe Rabbeinu lo b'shalom b'mei hamariva b'akosis. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu punished? Halo hiskim hakadosh baruch hu al yado. We see that he agreed, because after all, Tachsiv vayetsu mayim rabim. A lot of water came out. V'kivin she'asa shelo kahogen lo hoyi lahaselu lahotzi mayim. Why did the water come out if Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong? V'chi avid rachmana nisa l'shakra. It's like a sheker. What do you mean? You did a nace? El nira bavadei chalila lo le'isha l'kim shelo la'asos ritzon habori baruch hu. Obviously, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go by the ratzon of Hashem? El shadera chatzadik tamid l'chazer acher tovos Yisrael. The tzaddik is always looking after the people, the good of the people, the good of Yisrael. V'av shen nira lo ein adover ketzas avera. And even nira lo, even if it seems to him, adover ketzas avera, even if it seems to him he's doing a little bit of an avera be'asoso hadover hu, ach sheyir latovas Yisrael oseyu. The fact that it's for the benefit of the people, he would do it. V'yikabel alav af lehiyos begehenem aburam kichol shukaso lehativu. It's a very unique, fascinating idea of the tzaddik, of the Rebbe, that his first allegiance is to the people. Ubiyemes hatzaddik yochel lahamshech hashefa liyado yedei diburo. Look, the tzaddik, all he has to do is speak. You know, go zer mekayim. Diburu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'li shum pa'ula gashmias klal. Rak shelefam, but at times, tzorach hatzadik dafka, la'asos pa'ula gashmias. But sometimes he has to do a physical act. Why? Ki b'dibur eni yochol lef'ol ki'im l'bnei adam ha'maminim b'zeh, sha'atzadik yochol lef'ol b'dibur. This will only work if the individuals, or the people that he's doing this nace for, or this action for, if they have belief. Abul osam she'ein ma'minim b'zeh tzorach hatzadik l'hamshech lo b'derech hateva. But for those who don't believe, then he has to do it through a natural course. U'lezeh tzorach l'pa'ula gashmias. And that's why he has to use a physical act. B'derech mashal elacholah she'ein yochol l'kabal hurufu osatovim lo. It's like for any person who's sick and he can't take a certain medicine. Machma shehem charif and biyoth, that are too bitter. Bitzarach levakesh lo refuah kala lefitivo sheyeh yochel lisbo. So he needs to have an easier one in order for him to digest it. Afim hoye lokech refuah charifa hayose bori. Malas also kim sheyeh yochel lisbo. Vanim shemuvan. Muvan. Obviously, yes, the other medication would be better for him, but if he can't take it, he can take it. He says that's exactly what happened here. V'kavonis Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashalom gam kein shesover emes imadaber l'hasela yekritzon habari baruch hu. I know that if I speak to the cell, that's what God wants. Aval lo ayeyochol lef'ol kiyim la'anoshim atzadikim. But then I'll only be able to help the great tzadikim. Kasher biyarnu l'koch mutav eze pe'ula gashmias v'yichya tov l'kulam. V'hakol shavin batova. V'lozeh hiskim, and therefore, v'lozeh hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yadav v'rosu kavanasu hatov ma'od. U'lozeh ksiv v'yetu mayim rabim. That's why v'yetu mayim rabim. It shows that God did acquiesce to this. Perish rabim shahoyi b'shvo rabim dai l'kulam k'nir le'el. V'zehu, and that's the pshat in the pasuk, yizal mayim midolya, perish. Hatzadik yochel lahamshech hashefa yidei diburo, ki hadiba nikra dol. It's true. He can be mamshech. The shefa is the enjoyment or the fact the abundance of God. Ki misha rotzi lefol b'diba tzorach liyos muchanis l'gdel l'vion. K'mo shebasinu b'david ha-melech alav ha-shalom she'asa atzim la'ani b'eis ha-tfila. It could help when the person looks at him himself as a poor man, meaning totally dependent on God. Etc. It's a very unique and fascinating idea that, and it doesn't really explain. So why was Moshe punished? If he was doing it for the people, I guess the answer is, he's saying that sometimes the tzaddik will do something, even if he knows he's going to go into Gehenna. even if he knows he's going to get punished for this. But he's doing it for the benefit of the people, and that's why he acted in such a manner. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to accomplish here. It's a very unique approach. Then you have the Rav. I always find, I took this last week also, I find the Rav's explanations, really in all of Torah, but especially in these parshas, are very unique, and it really brings things together. So begin on page 4. Vayevohu b'nei Yeshua kol ha'edim in Bartzin. The entire congregation of children of Israel arrived at the Midbar Tzin. Why is the chapter of Parah Aduma situated in Parshas Chukas? As explained above, it is not grouped with the other tumos of Shmini, Tazriya, Metzora. It's all in Vayikra. Why is this? To emphasize that the tumas mace is of a separate rank of severity, whose Torah requires hazar and has hazar in addition to the usual tefillah. Okay, so the Rav says it had to have been separated because there is a different way of being able to be matahir. But his question is, why is it in Parshas Chukas? The chapter of Parah Aduma is a bridge scanning the events that happened 38 years apart. From the rebellion of Korach to the arrival at the wilderness of Tzin, it is a summer reflection of those tragic years during which the Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Exodus generation, was dying in the desert, making way for the generation of the desert, Dor HaMidbar, who went to enter into the Holy Land. To represent the tragic death of an entire generation, the Parah Aduma chapter, with its message of triumph over melancholy of death, is appropriately situated. He's painting a picture for us. It's going to go on now to describe it, because you have to imagine this is 38 years later in the history. We don't know anything that happened during those 38 years other than the original Yotzei Mitzrayim passed away. Korach's rebellion took place in the second year after the Exodus. For the following 38 years, a period of Hester Panim prevailed. God turning his face, so to speak, from his people, Bnei Yisrael retreated, moving aimlessly without destination. It was a long, silent night without divine communication between God and Moshe. No new mitzvot were legislated. The sun had set for 38 years before the dialogue was resumed and the painful vision came to an end. How did the Yotzei Mitzrayim die? So we know. Chazal relate a very strange story. They used to go out every Tisha B'Av at night. Everyone dug a grave for himself and slept there. In the morning, Moshe declared, "Let those who are living arise and separate themselves from the dead." Every Tisha B'Av, the entire congregation died, with some regaining life the next day. They died 38 consecutive times in the desert. Life was no different from death, a life without hope and anticipation. The entire generation realized they would eventually end up in one of those graves. It did not matter if they survived any one particular year. Eventually, they would all die. They spent 38 years in a state of annihilation, separated from God. This painful period, when an entire generation died, is like the Parah Aduma ritual itself, a chok, a divine decree beyond human comprehension. The symbol of this mournful period of the Parah Aduma, which removes defilements derived from human deaths, it represents a triumph over death, an affirmation of life, and qualifies one to resume participation in matters of Kedusha. What does the Parsha of Parah Aduma tell us? That man has to accept the divine will, suspend judgment, and simply surrender to the Almighty. If he does so, then the Hazal will take place, and he will be saved. God is the ultimate purifier, Matahir, who helps us overcome the depression of morbidity. Parah Aduma is the transition between the period of rejection and death and the resumption of divine communications when they arrived in the Midbar Tzin. In the 40th year of their wanderings, Rashi explains that the words Kol Ha'eda in this verse simply signifies that those who were to die in the desert had all expired, and that these people, the new generations, raised in the desert, the Dor HaMidbar, were to live. Then he goes on. So we have the picture painted of why the Parah Aduma is here. It is the connection, really, of the past, and now we're going into the future. the absurdity of death, but the acceptance and the moving on. And what happens? The next story, the Selah, the hitting of the Selah. The Lord says to Moshe and Aaron, since you did not have faith in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Many theories have been advanced by our commentators concerning Moses' death in the desert, but none of the answers satisfy. It is humanly impossible to grasp the rationality of Moses' death. Death in general, and Moses' death in particular, belongs to the realm of Zos Chukas HaTorah. You see how he's making now the connection. However, no matter what was the reason for Moshe's death, one basic truth stands out. Moshe suffered on the account of the children of Israel. There are three separate verses in Tanakh indicating that Bnei Yisrael was to blame for Moshe not entering the land of Israel. Moshe says, he beseeched God with the words, pray let me cross over to see the good land and that is on the other side of the Jordan, this good mountain in Lebanon. Moses then adds, but the Lord was angry with me because of you, and he did not listen to me. In addition, we read, the Lord was also angry with me because of you, saying, neither will you go there. And again, in Tehillim, we see the provoked God by the waters of Meribah. Moses suffered because of them. You notice the Rav is taking a very different, I think it's more an accepted view versus the Noam Elimelech, but you see how he's taking a very different vantage point. It was not the fault of the Jewish people that Moshe made a mistake, but had the people possessed a sensitivity and love for Moshe similar to the love that Moshe felt for them, they would have torn the decree into shreds. This is an amazing statement. When he was told that he would not enter the land of Israel, Moshe pleaded for forgiveness. Had the people joined him in prayer, the Holy One would have been forced to respond, but they did not join. Thus we read that with the tears of eyes, Moshe told them, I entreated Veschanan, the Lord at that time, saying, pray, let me cross over and to see the good of land that is on the other side of the Jordan. In my request for God to rescind the decree and allow me to enter in Israel, I prayed alone. It was not Vanischanein. We prayed. I prayed no one else joined in with me, but God became angry and did not listen to me. Lemanchem, because of you. You didn't join in into the prayer. One other piece. In studying the Parshias HaMidbar and HaMidbar and Devarim dealing with the last month of Moshe's life, we are confronted with a touching tragedy. The tragedy of a teacher who was too great for his pupils, of the master who was too exalted, too deep, too profound for a generation. It is a tragedy of the Rebbe who has boundless knowledge, unlimited inspiration, sweeping erudition, is great in every respect, but whom his generation does not appreciate. Moshe died because his nation was not worthy of him. When at Sinai the people succumbed to the Erev Rav and made the golden calf, Moshe argued, why, O Lord, should you be angry, be kindled against your people, whom you have brought out from the land of Egypt? The Midrash explains Moshe's argument. What did you expect of the people? Their background is pagan, having lived for hundreds of years in Egypt. They have not been re-educated and retrained yet to practicing of the morality of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It takes time, Moses argued, to reform, to rehabilitate the people, to teach them new mores and virtues. It was an effective argument. The Lord then reconsidered the evil he had said he would do to his people, the generation of Yotzei Mitzrayim, etc. Now the Yotzei Mitzrayim had all died, and Bnei Yisrael grew up and developed. They all died, and Bnei Yisrael were in the Havei Haaretz, the generation educated by Moses. Yet the May Meribah, they still engage in the same kind of argument as their fathers had used, with the same language as their fathers. 40 years earlier, in Rephidim and in Sinai Desert, why have you brought us from the congregation to this desert so that we and our livestock should die there? Why have you taken us to Egypt to bring us this evil decree? Later we read of the incident of Shittim, where the Baal, Bnei Yisrael worshipped Baal Peor, the betrayal of everything Moses ever taught them. The failure of Moshe to enter the land changed the Jewish history, because had he entered Eretz Yisrael, the people would never have been exiled. Moses would have been anointed the Mashiach. Jewish history would have found its ultimate fulfillment and realization. If Bnei Yisrael had proven themselves worthy of communing with Israel, with Moshe, of being his disciples, if they would have had the receptive, intellectual, emotional capacity to observe Torah's Moshe immediately, then Moshe would have entered and conquered the promised land. No opposing power, no matter how great, could have exiled the Druze, etc. The Rav takes a very, very different point of view. He's really not finding fault so much in Moshe's actions. He's finding total fault in the people. That the people were the cause of it. I mean, we say Lamanchem, there'll be different Shatim in the Parshas Va'eschanan to explain that in more detail. But here, what the Rav is arguing is that Klal Yisrael, it's true, it says Va'eschanan. Where was all of the rest of Klal Yisrael? Why weren't they davening? Why didn't they join together to somehow to get this Gezerah changed? And he's saying that the whole reason is that the people themselves were not ro'i to have a Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu was taken away. Very big Musa Haskell for communities, always to understand, you know, you have to appreciate the rub that you have, and if you don't appreciate the rub that you have, sometimes you lose that opportunity. And the rub is pointing out the fallacy in Klal Yisrael. The Kedushas Levi yet has a different approach. This is literally one of these parshas of Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, because each one of them, I think, you take away an idea, and it doesn't matter historically whether which one is correct. So the Kedushas Levi, the Badashim Allah says, Hine Rashi v'Ramban, Cholkim mechet Shemoshe. They're arguing what was the transgression of Moshe. Echon Meforesh, Al Sha'amal Yisrael Shimono, the way he spoke. Ve'echon Meforesh, Al Shehikos Hasela. That's pshat. He hit the seller. Vanira shahatam echadhu. It's really one rationale. Kize garam ze. One caused the other. Hine shnei bechinos b'mochiach shemochiach z'Yisrael sheyase rotzen baruch. There are two ways people give mussar and trying to force people to follow the ways of the Torah. Echad shemachich b'dvarim tovim. They talk, you know, they speak to the people. You're better than this. Tahayin shom lechol adam Yisrael godem alasu mokam makar me'av nishmaso. He shows them that the source of the neshama, ashebi emes nishmas Yisrael chatzul lemalam mikisei hakavod. It's so high. It's underneath. It's attached to the kisei hakavod. Ve'godel hanachas ruach hashel habari yisparach. And in fact, the great simcha, the happiness that is in all of the olamos, in all of the worlds, ba'asos ish Yisrael mitzvus habari baruch hu. When we accomplish one mitzvah, what is the roshim, what the gavus that happens in Shemayim? Uvezeh ha'tochecha mata es leiv b'nei Yisrael asos raton habari baruch hu. And that's what causes, it stirs an individual to search for greater heights. L'kabe kol ish bi Yisrael o machlo shemayim alav. And then there were those. V'yeshem ochiach es Yisrael b'dvarim koshim. U'v'divrei bishuim, b'yushim. Ad shehem mechrochem asos ratzon habarai. Some people then speak in a very harsh tone, almost an embarrassing tone. What is the difference? The one who does it with the flowery language, convincing people, mala es nishmas Yisrael, lamala lamala, umisape tomi betzitchas v'gdulas Yisrael kamagodol kochom lamala, when he speaks how nicely with people about Klal Yisrael, much they could accomplish, v'roi hu lihios manigal Yisrael, he's roi. He is the one who is worthy to be the leader. And those who chastise in a certain manner, they're not roi. They do it differently. And Az kol hadavarim hanavarim ba'olam tzrichim lasos me'asim harasim sheyishol adavshin evra'u. When you're convincing, this is what you were created for. Tehayne b'shvil Yisrael. Ava me'enu mesaber ma'la tzitkas Yisrael atzorach lachriach kol hanivra behechra gadol lasos ma'she nivra knows. Even the rest of the world will act in a certain way. Even the seller, when you're speaking, when the recipient understands that he's on a higher level. But if he feels that he's a lower level, then the manner in which these individuals will be helped will be in a lower level. V'hinei Moshe Amar Bekan, Shimono Hamorim. Moshe was chastising them in a way that wasn't raw. You see, he had a Kedushas Levi, now has another approach. Chastising Moshe for how he conducted himself here. Hochiach es Yisrael b'dvarim kashim. V'lekach chusruch lahakos es haselah lasos mash nivra. You had to hit the seller at this point. Why? Because you set it in motion. You didn't lift the people that they would have seen this on a much higher level, and therefore they would have been ra'i, let's say it like that. If Klal Yisrael would have been on that level, that's what God wanted. God wanted them to be on a level of ra'i that threw dibur. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the one, he was angry at the people, and he spoke down to the people, and therefore speaking to the seller wouldn't have helped at that moment. Ki ilu hayamales Yisrael, had Moshe truly followed his task as Moshe Rabbeinu, then he could have spoken to the rock. That would have been the way, aval ata, but now, shehochiach es Yisrael, but devarim kashim, because you spoke so harshly, shimuna, hutzruch lahakos es asela, lasos ritzon Yisrael, v'nimsa ze garam et ze, v'tam echad hu.
Doesn't that ignore the fact that Hashem specifically said to Moshe, speak to the rock?
Correct, but he's adding to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, speak to the rock, but the way you have to speak to the rock is you have to lift the people to a certain level, and then you could speak to the rock.
But that was not a corollary of Hashem's command.
I realize, but most Mepharshim, no parish is, you know, the fact that you have a parish shows that there's something missing in the verbiage itself. I know what you're saying. I mean, everything here, but it's a beautiful idea. But Zeha Remez, Yan Lohamentum be like the Shane Laini B'nai Yisrael, Kizesha Mochiach es Yisrael. The fact that you were Mochiach B'nai Yisrael, Batuv Yochel Gam Hula Hasigas Amze Behasecha. Had you done it, had you taught the Torah properly, had you brought the people up to a certain level, then you could have accomplished of speaking.
Hashem's statement was not conditional.
I understand you're being very a very yekish. I understand that. It's, I know it's not pshat. I know it's not pshat.
I'm looking at the straight shot.
I know.
The straight shot is say this.
I know. Yeah, it I know the Torah doesn't say, but even if it doesn't, it's really a very interesting insight, really into the just taking the really speaking to the Rebbe. You know, sometimes a Rebbe has to understand. You get upset at the surroundings, you get upset at the people. You see they're not observing the mitzvahs the way you want them. They're not observing Shabbos the way you want them. So it's more of like looking in the mirror, like, yes, they don't, because you didn't teach them to come to a certain level. And therefore, it's a tremendous chiddush of the Kedushas Levi. Very interesting. Yeah.
This also makes sense. I think it's a great shot. But how do you deal with the fact that a number of our Nevi'im would speak very harshly to the people? And look at the two tochachos we have in the Torah, how Hashem is speaking to us. It's hard to imagine anything harsher
right. In
the language. And that's coming from the Rabbonu Shalom.
Right.
Compared to what Moshe said to them, absolutely modest compared to some of the verbiage that we have. So how do we explain
I guess what the Kedushas Levi was trying to get across, obviously there are times that you do have to speak the Tokacha in a certain very harsh terms, so like lay it on the line, this is what's going to happen. But I guess there were certain opportunities in life, certain instances that, especially over here, to be deserving. In other words, I guess what the Kedushas Levi says that you're at a term where the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to help you, but he either can help you on a higher level or a lower level. He can only hire you, he only help you on the higher level if you come to him on that level. And that was the job of Moshe, to bring them to that level, but he didn't.
The first incident, when they wanted water, they were butchering. They wanted the water. Took the tree, threw it in the water, and the water became sweet. There was no.
So wait, the Chassam Sofer is going to address that.
That they reach a certain level of
kedusha. I hear. Wait till the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, I think, is going to address. That's going to be the next piece.
You could also tie this into the other version that this is a different, this is a different generation now. The people came out of Egypt, cried, screamed, give them water.
They could have, by the way, been on a higher level. They didn't have a history of paganism, and they didn't have a history of being an Eved. They started off with Moshe Rabbeinu. They could have been on a higher level, and yet they weren't.
But it does not seem to be a condition.
Well, why not?
Doesn't seem to be a condition preceding for them to get to
heaven. I know you're getting stuck in the fact that the psukim are not speaking this. I understand that. He's reading behind the scenes. I mean, that's his pshat. I hear what you're saying. There were two pshatim in the Chassam Sofer. I think one is going to address what you're saying. The first one is different. That's on page 11. Perush Rashi. She'ilu dibartem al hasela v'hotzi ha'yisi mekudesh le'inei ha'eda v'omrem ma'asela zeh she'en medabe v'enu shamei v'enu tzorach l'parnasa mekayim diburu shamakam kavachomer anu akalashon. Rashi says, the classic understanding, it's a kavachomer. Look, if you would have spoken to the rock and they would have seen what kind of aneis, they would have said, kavachomer, you know, if this could happen from them, we could also. Emnon ha'gufa tzorach havana. Lama b'maase rishon shabeir b'sof parshas b'shalach. Sivu lo kadosh baruch hu kachas hamata v'kisas atzur. V'kam b'maase sheni lo tivu lo hakos elu b'dibartem. What's the difference? Why is the difference in here and b'shalach? V'nira loma d'hine yadu l'misha oseg b'shemus ha'kadoshim. Ki mishu hu gadol b'mala ein tzorach l'shem maisa. Similar to what we said before, the tzaddik is able to simply speak. But if you are on a lower level, but if you're a lower level, deeper is not going to be enough. It wasn't such a great zchus in comparison to Moshe. Hutzroch letzarev ledibur maize shel haka. Kilo hayasagi b'haskara shem levado rake maize. Aval habe'er hasheni achar misas Miriam shahoya habe'er b'zchus Moshe. Shoy zchus rav sagi b'dibur luchud. L'chein tziva b'dibartam l'asela v'lol hakosa. Chassam Sofer now takes an entirely different approach. And nothing to do with the people, really. It's because the first one, and in B'shalach, there's no other way, because it was the Zuchus of Miriam, and Miriam was not on that level that through her Zuchus, it would have been through Dibur, it had to be through Makkah. The second one, Moshe Rabbeinu, could have been through Dibur. V'yapize yispar loma be'emes la'osa Moshe kein l'davar l'asela b'lol hakoso. Why? Similar to the early pshat of doing it for the people, the Yeshlama ki Moshe b'avnusono, b'avnuso hagadola lo rotzo l'ma'id chashivas achosa Miriam. The Chassam Sofer is saying he was doing it. He didn't want to belittle Miriam. Lo Moshe hu chashav Yosef imena, lochein hiko gam achshav hasela Ugadola anava afilo shelo lishma. We call shekain lishma. It's Peladik. This is the Chassam Sofer. You know, he's saying he did it because of Miriam. Aksiv b'sfarim gabi neviya shadvora. De'im nekeva v'zacha shavim heim b'malas v'chashivas. And this don't repeat to your wives. The svarim by the neviyas of Devarah says that if a woman and a man are shavim in all the chashivas, mitzad maseim atovim afilo hachi hazacha chashav yoser. Machma sheyeshlo hosafas bris kodesh. Yosef in the cave, because we have the bris milah. Nimtzeh shlo hutzroch Moshe lomar shagadol kochol Yosef b'masam tovim shalachot Miriam. He didn't have to say that. He could have said, because I'm a man. The afim shavim may mikol makom hu chashav yotza ayidei bris kodesh. V'yakati lo muvan loma hikas hasela v'lo divrei lov levad. V'lo hayu b'mamei l'yizeh chashivah shal Miriam. V'yesh loma de lo rotza Moshe l'smoch al dibur levad. He still didn't want to do this. He didn't want to rely on this. Kidei shelo la'ora yidazei hacheta Yisrael. Shelo hayinimulem ba'midbar shepaskalahem ruach tzafonis. Again, another different way of the tzaddik, of the gadol, worrying about the people, the embarrassment, something to help every individual. I want them to be embarrassed. They didn't have a bris milah in Egypt. Kemosha matzina shlo hisla kadosh baruch hu sefer b'midbar parshas haPesach shei ginai liYisrael shlo osu b'midbar rak Pesach echad. Lachein husruch Moshe l'maisa shlo hakol hasela. That's pshat number one. He gives a number of different pshatim, but just one more of the Chassam Sofer. It is very unique. It's a whole different mahalach. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing this either to protect Miriam, and then to really to protect Klal Yisrael. Uperish Rashi either debartem as hasela b'hotzi ha'yisim mekudesh she'eni ha'eda. Ba'omre masela zeh she'enu medaber v'ne shemei v'ne tzoruch leparnosa mekayim dibur shemakon kavachoma. Emnon hu gufa tzoruch havana. Lama b'maise rishon shabeb. So, Sam, what was the difference? Va'inim b'zeh ki kodem matan Torah hutzoruch gam Moshe Rabbeinu l'shon l'mata l'chol osos mitzrayim. Just simply understanding, before this, before matan Torah, he always had to have his stick. Va'yikosav alav detzach hadash ba'achav. V'shemes hakadoshim yiduim. V'chein l'kri yisyamtov mechemes ha'molek ha'kol pa'ula shemos v'shvuos. Ach achar matan Torah oz nimsar hateva v'ha'olam umalol gadoli shabi Yisrael belishum pa'ula umaisev hashav tishem usamad. You didn't need this after Kabbalah Satara. Tzikizor omer v'yakom latgen v'lochein lo haya mata b'kiyas hayarden Yeshua, and that's why Yeshua didn't have the mata. Ula lisha l'Rabbi Pinchas ben Yar u'blenu isham shalu v'Rabbi Chanina ben Dusa. Amisha Amal Hashem v'gidlak hu yom lechomitz v'yidlak. Give all these different. They didn't need the stick at that point, the maka at that point. Uchadoma izum v'maisa dovim game in v'lachein tziv l'Moshe Rabbeinu shelo yake al yidaber v'yiru shepeulas avdei Hashem b'diba piim ba'alma. Uchashem shebeli peulas peula amal Moshe Rabbeinu im b'ri yivro Hashem b'potzta, just like he did it by in Balak, v'ikha chlotz edaber, v'alpidi b'piv na'asa ra, ha'chenami l'tor yifta tzor v'yivramay. Ach, Moshe Rabbeinu, but here, now the Chassam Sofer says, what? Mitoch kas, irelo shahika esasela, v'mateyo v'nispatlo inyin zu. Al-kein omrei kadosh baruch hu l'chein lo toviyu es ha'kohol hazeh. That's a simple pshat. The Chassam Sofer says in the end, all of these lofty ideas, but the problem is, Moshe Rabbeinu, you got angry. You got angry, you didn't accomplish what you were supposed to have accomplished. Maybe we could use just this lashon and throw it into all of them. There was something, no matter what, we were trying to protect. But in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, and that's why I saw another pshat really, really also fits in. How do you explain the others when they say, well, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. He was trying to protect the people. He was trying to protect the people. He was trying to protect Miriam. He was trying to protect Bnei Yisrael. They shouldn't be insulted. Right? He wanted to make sure that everyone could get the water, not just the tzaddikim. So if that's the case, so why was he punished? Why was he punished? So one shot you could give to all of them, reps, in it is that it's not a question of a punishment. It's a matter of Moshe Rabbeinu, if there's one line in the Torah that the Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone against. Here is the example. God told you to do X, and you do Y. And you had very good reasons why you did Y. You were trying to, you were acting as a Rebbe. You were protecting everyone. But the bottom line is, now when I look at Moshe Rabbeinu, but he didn't do Y, he didn't do an X one time, then the whole Torah can be unraveled. And therefore the punishment was so harsh. You go back to the statements of the Rav, because the Rav introduces by saying you started off with Parshas Chukas, is talking about the Parah Aduma, the absurdity of death, that you just cannot explain the death. You can't explain the tragedy of death. And here too, the continuation was the absurdity of what Klal Yisrael had to go through in these 38 years. You just can't explain it. And then at the end, then continuing into this entire story, the end result was, it's hard to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu was, what the Rav was saying is, it's just so difficult to understand what did he do so wrong that in the end, he wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. How do you understand such a tragic punishment? That you took away his entire dream, his entire purpose in life. And the answer was, for the future of Klal Yisrael, that if you would have allowed this to go forth, he would have said that one line in the Torah is not emes, it allows you to say that the entire Torah is not emes, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu could not have been allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. The last piece we won't have time to do this week, it's something to look over. It's just a very nice explanation. Just the regel achas, really what the Argus Ayo was trying to say, what does it mean that Moshe wrote this parsha? You know, it says that in the Shas HaTshuva of the Maril, that Moshe, he says that, what does it mean? The Gemara says, and the Gemara says, Moshe kosef sifro parshas bilam b'sefer Ayo. What does it mean? He wrote parshas bilam. And he basically describes the two different levels. The many different levels of a Navi. But really, the Navi, the lower level of the Navi, it explains things really according to his own Das. And Bilam was that Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Kaddish Baruch Hu, was giving the Nevuah on a higher level to Bilam to make sure, because of the Bracha, to Klal Yisrael, and therefore was on a higher level. In other words, Moshe wrote it in accordance with his own level of Nevuah. Okay, I'm not doing justice. It's something for you to look at the Argus Dayohu. It's a beautiful, beautiful insight. There won't be shir next week. Because